Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast with your host, myself, Steve Halpern. If this is the first time you listen to this podcast, a little bit myself. I'm what I call a super baby boomer. I've been doing medical nutrition for almost, I guess, about 35 years. And I am a prime example of the new model of aging, which is avoiding age-related conditions. I don't have any age-related conditions. I don't need a hearing aid. I don't need reading glasses. I have my natural hair color. I don't have wrinkles. I work out about 3 hours a day. I need 5 hours sleep. Why? Maybe I have some decent genes, but I've changed my gene switches epigenetically, nutrigenomically. I've taken all the latest anti-aging research and applied it. So I have great news for you in this podcast. Some really exciting new developments, because I search constantly, hours a day, in all the databases and all the latest news releases and the medical studies to bring my listeners what I've experienced, which is optimal wellness. That's the new model. Optimal wellness, not a disease model of health, which is very functional and appropriate. But so little of medicine actually focuses on wellness. There was an interesting cardiovascular study, the only one that actually double-blinded stents and putting in new blood vessels in the heart, which is a horrible procedure. I watched my brother go through it almost a decade ago, and I've watched the effects. He really didn't need it, but he wasn't told about the options at the time. And it took him years to get back to himself. There's something called pump head, which they don't tell you about, which is a side effect of when they put you on this heart-lung machine and they stop your heart. Well, here's what they did. They did a fake surgery and a real surgery, and there was no difference. This was done in England. And now a brand new study proved that that was absolutely right. That unless a person had severe angina pain, there wasn't really a difference between lifestyle change and appropriate medication. A multi-billion dollar industry built around actually a false premise. The premise was going to be, well, if you do this, open up the blood vessels, you're going to see a big difference. And only in an emergency crisis where the blood supply from your heart to your lungs is blocked, and that's an emergency procedure. But otherwise, they proceeded with this procedure as a routine procedure with very, very, very little proof. Imagine that. Very little proof. If I give you a supplement, you say, oh, well, where's the proof? And I have to look through the animal studies, because there are very few extensive nutritional studies that are done, so we have to extrapolate. But let me get into the exciting part, some exciting breakthroughs. Would you like to grow new brain cells? Yes, and new connections in your brain. Well, there's something called brain neurotrophic growth factor. You can do a Google search. And it's a protein in the brain that supports neurogenesis, new connections in the brain. Was it tested? Yes, it was tested. And it improved learning and memory and concentration. Now, many of you are really already doing this. How? Coffee. There's an ingredient in coffee that stimulates brain neurotrophic growth factor. Do all coffees have this ingredient? Some might. Is the caffeine? No, it wasn't the caffeine that actually tested it with caffeine and decaffeinated coffee. And if it had this ingredient, it was fine. So how do you get it? You get it with a supplement. A coffee bean supplement. How wonderful. Okay, I won't keep you in the dark. The ingredient is called chlorogenic acid. And you can get it in a coffee bean extract. You can look on the web. You can go to talkingherbals.com on the coffeegenics and you'll see the product from Life Extension. I like that because it's organic. And I can tell you, I've definitely noticed even more brain effect even with all my other nutrients. So be very happy about your coffee. It's almost like trying to sell ice in Alaska, you know. Come on, selling coffee, convincing people to do coffee, but there are lots of other studies also on different kinds of cancer, breast, colon, prostate. Then they did a lung cancer. Well, people were smoking, so it didn't seem to be a great factor. Even though what's kind of interesting is the smoking didn't affect the brain neurotrophic growth factor. So that's good. So you might die of cancer from smoking, but you'll still have your brains. So let me go on to some other really interesting, exciting news. Researchers have discovered how to regrow the hair cells in the ears. Loud noise or aging damages those hair cells, leading to deafness. And they experimented, and it's still experimental. Okay, and it was in animal studies, but they applied a certain drug that turned on a certain enzyme, and they were able to grow new hair cells. So imagine we're going to live in an era of stem cell replacement for blindness, for deafness. There was even an interesting hair study, still experimental. So, you know, I'm not going to go into all the details, but they were able to turn on hair growth cells for hair loss, especially related to cancer and hormonal difficulties. So we live in a wonderful time. You just need to stay healthy enough now to let all these developments, and we have great tools. You know, David Sinclair's new book on aging, he was the inventor of and discoverer of resveratrol. I think resveratrol is a great nutrient. You can eat grapes, you can take some red wine. And it seems to turn on sirtuins, which are an important anti-aging compound. I do take a resveratrol supplement. I combine the resveratrol with PQQ, which is a mitochondrial nutrient. Turns on mitochondria. Oh, just a quick thought. You know, a number of years ago, green coffee was hot. Dr. Oz did a whole segment on it. Yeah, but they're really talking about weight control, losing weight, and possibly sugar control. But weight is a difficult thing to. There are so many multiple factors in weight, insulin resistance, genetic issues, hormonal issues, food sensitivities. You know, a person can eat, and we've done this over and over again because there's a tool now where you can measure blood sugar continuously, and we've seen certain health foods raise the blood sugar and other foods don't. And it seems to be a very individual adaption, probably with all the gene systems. hopefully one day insurance companies, health insurance companies, will pay for routine gene analysis. Right now, it's out of pocket. And even, you know, it's important if you do a gene analysis that you have the right interpretation. I think insurance companies should be paying for microbiome analysis. There are companies now, I think it's again premature, that are doing your microbiome and trying to recommend very specific probiotics. I think, again, we can extrapolate that a good fiber diet and that stimulates something called short-chain fatty acids has also been shown, interesting enough, to stimulate brain neurotrophic growth factor. How do you get butyric acid? Eating good fiber, or you can take a butyrate supplement. I take a butyrate supplement because I want those short-chain fatty acids. So given the environmental poisons that we all have, we're all exposed to, I don't care where you live, you get air pollution, you know, chemicals in the food, in cleaning supplies. I mean, it's just, we live in a toxic world. So what do? You support liver function. You support detoxification. How do you interfere with detoxification? Large amounts of alcohol consumption will affect detoxification. Very fatty diet. I'm not talking about experimenting with, you know, ketogenesis. I'm talking about a junk food, high fat, fake fat diet with trans fats, which in many localities has been banned. It's a fake fat. It's a fake oil. And actually, there were some studies that showed an increase almost, I think the exact number was 50 to 60% increased risk of Alzheimer's with high amounts of trans fatty acids. So, again, and I keep saying this over and over again, personalized nutrition. Listen to what works, okay? Listen to how you feel, okay? Work with a doctor. Hopefully, you can find one who does real preventive medicine and not just a routine blood screen, which just looks for obvious disease markers, but looks for optimal ranges. That's been a big problem with blood tests. Blood tests have been designed around diseases. So when you see a range in a blood test, they really don't talk about optimal. You have to put a number in. What's optimal? Well, that's still to be determined. I mean, there are doctors who, because of their experience, are more familiar with it, like Dr. Liss, who I often talk about, who compare what's going, look at the person, treat the person. Another interesting, by the way, ketogenic, I think there's some value to a ketogenic diet, and certainly a search on a ketogenic diet will turn up lots of information. And it seemed that, at least again at the beginning of the podcast, if you're talked into bypass or stents, or you have to do it because it's life-threatening, a ketogenic diet seemed to improve outcome. By the way, improving outcome, this is, again, really fascinating. There was a young man, he was 22, 23 years old. He had a congenital heart problem. He was playing some sports and he got a heart attack. And they revived him. But of course, with the amount of time his heart had stopped, there was a very strong risk of brain damage. Luckily, he found a hospital after they got his heart going, that lowered his body temperature to like 92, 93 degrees for a couple of days. And lo and behold, no brain damage. How interesting. I think this came across probably an accidental discovery, because often, you know, people fall into a lake or whatever, and they're able to survive a certain period of time with chirotherapy. So chirotherapy, hopefully, will become again mainstream. Certainly in a crisis, it might be important to mention this to the busy docs, because sometimes they're not up on the latest procedures. And so don't be fearful or intimidated. The web is a wonderful resource, and if you know how to do some real searches, what I often do on the web, if I have a topic, say I'm looking up coffee berry. Well, I put coffee berry into a search engine, I'm going to get a whole lot of advertisements, maybe some blogs here or there. So I'll put in studies. So I always put in coffee extract studies, or sulforaphane studies, or whatever the ingredient happens to be that you want to research studies, and see if they're there. Now, just because there's not lots and lots of valid studies, it doesn't mean it doesn't work. It just means no one's particularly been able to get funded or get a grant to be able to do the study. So then you have to do your homework. Search around the web and see what kind of animal work has been done or cell culture work has been done. So we have an incredible health time of wellness, and I'm very excited to see even younger groups, the millennium group, which is now suffering conditions that we didn't see in previous time in young people, you know, depression and anxiety, and even the early signs of diabetes. They're getting interested, and maybe because, you know, the insurance issue, many of them can't afford the insurance, so they'll take a supplement. So I hope you learned something, and I hope I've stimulated your curiosity to do further work, further homework. Feel free to email me. I guess the easiest email is stevennutrition@gmail.com, stevennutrition@gmail.com. Put a question in the place on the podcast. Please share the podcast. Subscribe. So this motivates me even more, and I have a personal interest in your health, but it's nice to know people are getting the latest health information. So again, this was Steve Halpern. And again, thank you so much for listening.